Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It's gonna be a good show.
It's gonna be lit. Absolutely lit.
Absolutely lit. Oh, this backpack, man. Yeah, how do you carry that around all
day,
man?
I don't know. I've got like 8 laptops in it,
yeah,
though.
I know. You got a laptop, a new laptop every week, bro.
You know, I am a little addicted to the technology, Kendall likes to say, but
I own like 300 discs that all throw the exact same way.
Yeah, and you know, at least they're cheap, though. They're just discs.
Oh, man. Some of these discs are like 40, 50 bucks.
$50 for a disc.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
That's wild.
Yeah. This is my favorite one, the purple 680-12.
Oh, rad, man.
Yeah.
Can we do a quick catch?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not supposed to catch the discs, only throw it, though.
Okay, you're right. Show me how to do it. Right. Oh, that made much more sense.
Thank you.
Oh.
Bro, Josh, when things are really funny, he goes, ha ha, ha ha. Oh my God. Anyways, yeah. Also, I brought my CPA book because.
Oh, bro, you got to study up, right?
Study up, man.
When's your next test, man?
Next weekend. So I'm just pulling my all-nighters now, cranking through it.
Drinking like hella energy drinks. Hella,
what coffee. I drink black coffee.
Oh.
Black coffee only.
You don't even fuck with energy drinks.
And I like to make fun of Janelle because she likes creamer in her coffee like a little bitch. But I drink black coffee because I'm a man.
Black.
Yeah, straight black coffee.
That's for like hardcore men only.
Yeah, I know.
I prefer to stick to colorful, poisonous energy drinks.
True, bro. You really are into that
yeah,
green
I do.
Shit.
You Looks know, the like, more toxic tasting, the better
yeah,
for me.
Toxic waste.
Wow, it's really smoky in here. We should probably make it even more smoky.
Yeah, cheers, bro. Brother. Oh, it was a weak hit. My pen's fucked up. My pen's always having issues. They always are clogged.
What can you say,
always
man?
Clogged.
So annoying, man. The fucking mechanics of that shit.
Yeah, you would think, you know, mm-mm. And I would know because I've worked for cannabis companies in the past.
So what's up? You're taking your test soon?
Yeah, this is the fourth test I'm taking. FAR, Financial Accounting and Reporting.
Nice.
So yeah, it's gonna be good.
Is it hard and shit?
Yeah, it's like really hard, dude. It's like hard. Gotta be really smart.
Like math and shit.
Like math is shit. Janelle's such an idiot. She was telling me the other day that she wanted to get me this cool calculator for Christmas, and I told her I don't even fucking use calculators. I use Excel.
Duh.
He's like,
Excel.
I had to explain it to her. It's ridiculous.
She thinks you're in the Stone Age, bro.
Stone Age. No, I use Excel. Mm. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Accounting's pretty cool.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, nice. That's a sick watch you got, man.
Thanks, man.
What is that?
It's a Nixon, bro.
Nixon.
Yeah.
Nice. And your lights out. I'm really liking the merch, man. Can you
new
give me one of those?
Too. New necklace.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, yeah. Look, our beads. We're beaded boys.
Yeah, we are beaded boys. We do believe in the crystals and the astrology, thanks to our ladies.
Yeah, our ladies
really
have made
us
really enlightened.
Yeah,
they have. But honestly, like, I'm a Sagittarius, and like, I mean, that's honestly, in my opinion, like, the best sign is Sagittarius. I just feel like,
you know, I have to disagree with you though, bro. Virgo's truly the best sign.
I mean, Virgos are pretty good too, but I mean, you guys are like a little crazy with how.
Oh, I'd say Sagittariuses are
honestly
a little crazy.
True.
So, what are you studying here, man?
Accounting numbers. You see these fucking charts?
No, this
here
is
and shit?
Boring. Actually, why don't you just tell me about the disc golf instead?
Yeah, disc golf's pretty cool. I'm actually pretty fucking good at it, because for some reason, literally any athletic sport I try, I'm good at naturally, which is so funny because Janelle can barely stand on her 2 feet. So, you know, but yeah, I got my dog here too. He doesn't give a shit about me though. He hates me.
He hates you.
So he's not going to come up here. Yeah. Anyways, man.
I feel that. Yeah, I've been trying to promote my merch a little more. My lights out merch.
Where do I get that? Milehigher.com?
I like skulls.
Milehighermerch.com.
Yeah, milehighermerch.com.
Yeah, this is a sick skull, bro.
Thank you. It's a real head.
Oh.
And that's why I like it, because it was real. So, you know, it's even more scary. Dude, have you heard? I've got something that's going to blow your mind.
All right, what's up?
Did you see the latest announcement from Mark Zuckerberg today, Mr. Alien himself?
No.
It was really weird, man. You want to check it out? You want to see what the future is going to look
What's
like?
What's it going to look like?
I mean, I'm excited for it. I love the future. Yes. I want to be a robot myself.
Yeah, me
I'm
too.
I'm hoping to be a cyborg one day and then go to space.
That'd be sick, bro.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to convince Kendall to just let me like eject my remains one day into space as a form of burial.
Can you do that?
Not legally yet, I don't think, but I assume by
the
2090
time.
When I'm 105 that they'll be able to shoot me off into space. And hopefully she'll be dead by then already, so that I can just make my own end of life plans.
True that.
Yeah.
Honestly, I could see you starting like a whole new colony and shit.
I might.
You and Elon.
And with the way that this shit's looking, I mean, let's check this out. I think this is pretty interesting, bro. I think you'd find this interesting, John.
All right. Yeah. Let's see what it's about here. I believe in science. I believe in the future.
Here's so let's start by exploring what different kinds of metaverse experiences could feel like. Starting with the most important experience
this
of all.
New project, man.
Connecting with
futuristic shit.
New shit.
See that? Like, in the future, everything will be blue and, like, have lines.
Imagine.
That's a lot of lines, honestly. It looks like an Excel sheet to me.
And all you have to do is to put it on your glasses, and then you're instantly in a virtual reality that's different from your own.
Oh, so this is like the Oculus on steroids.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the Oculus on steroids.
We
it's much better.
We love the Oculus. Your Oculus is sick.
Mark's got the vision.
Whoa.
Look at this.
Hey, are you coming?
Yeah, just got to find something to wear.
Just got to find some human clothes to wear, he says.
Well, as long as they got disc golf bags.
Look at this. All right. I will be able to just wear an astronaut outfit, and I don't even have to own one.
Oh, hey, Mark.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Mark.
What's up, Mark?
Whoa, we're floating.
Is this not a future that you want, man?
I'm down for an adventure.
Like, I'm all about it. Put a microchip in my brain and I will live in the virtual world until I'm able to get to space.
What does Kendall think
about that, though? You know, man, she's a little scared of it. I don't know why. I mean, she's got to just realize that this is the future and this reality of things. So, embrace technology.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
For sure. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, embrace science, embrace technology. We're always moving forward here.
Yeah. Speaking of which, today's Halloween, which is my favorite holiday because...
Oh, same as my favorite holiday, even though I haven't dressed up in like a decade. But yeah, I love Halloween.
You haven't dressed up in a decade?
No, but like I promise you, if you ask what my favorite holiday is, it's Halloween. Even though I haven't carved a pumpkin in 5 years. But if you ask me, it's Halloween.
We've carved a pumpkin last year, bro, on the sesh.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty good. We won.
Yeah.
No offense to you.
Last year, I was what's his fucking name? Oh, I forgot.
Exotic Joe. Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic.
And I was the little lion.
You were the lion. It was very good. Very good costume indeed.
Yeah, pretty good. Our girls were hot too.
Mm-hmm.
Carol was really stepping out that
day. Yeah, me and Carol went wild that after. Night.
Oh, cheers to that, brother. Am I right?
Amen,
cheers to
babe.
That. Babe. Hello. What up? Welcome back. It's your boy John
and Josh from Mile Higher Josh.
Yeah, also
from Lights Out.
Lights Out, that's right, baby. Yeah, welcome back to the sesh. We took over for the girls this week.
Yep.
Figured that, you know, they need a little break and we could have our own show. We should start our own fucking podcast.
Yeah, we really could. We could talk about
all of the things. Science, sports.
Yeah, football. Sports, definitely football.
A lot of football.
Football.
Definitely. What do you think about number 28's play last night?
28th play? What team is 28 on?
The Chargers.
I think he's trash, man. I think I could do so much better if I was fucking out there. At least I could run, you know? They're so slow.
Slow, yeah.
All of them. If only we were on the teams, dude.
I'm so passionate about football, and I scream at the TV as though I'm on the team.
We believe that if we were on the Broncos, that they would be much better.
Yeah, the Broncos need to fire their fucking coach and just hire me.
We should be the coaches, absolutely.
Their performance is just atrocious, honestly.
Atrocious. Anyway. Embarrassing. Gonna get rid of all my merch and burn it.
You were a Panthers fan, but I haven't seen you wear a Panthers shirt in years.
Well, the truth is I was only really a Cam Newton fan, and he got weird and left.
Yeah,
and then
he's weird now.
Yeah. So now I'm a Broncos fan.
Cheers. Broncos fan for life. I'm also a Rockies fan. Shout out to the Rockies fans out there. The Rockies
blow, dude. Sorry.
Oh, no, they do. At least you can get beer,
though, at the baseball games.
Yeah, anyway. Beer.
Today's episode of The Sesh, we are honestly, guys, you almost didn't even get a Halloween episode. Luckily, we were off on our calendar by a whole week, so we realized we still had time to pull it together because last week was a shit show. As you guys know, the last month of our lives have been kind of like, it's been a shit show.
It's literally wild. We say this every single episode. We're like, it's wild. It's still fucking wild.
Yeah, we keep having different crazy things happen in our personal lives and with our families, and like, we didn't even have the energy last week to do an episode to pull something together. So we thought we weren't going to do a Halloween episode, but we realized we were a whole week early. So we're still here.
That's right.
We were able to pull one together. I hope that, you know, we didn't get the webs this year.
We stepped up with the fog machine, though.
Fog machine, bitch. Hello.
I want another fog moment here.
Yeah. And obviously we had some costume ideas earlier this summer, but then fucking Halloween sneaks up on you. You know how that is. And we could really only pull together this. So we had this brilliant idea. So now you get Josh and John today.
That's right. So yeah, shout out to the boys.
Shout out to the boys. Shoddy for the boys.
I think we did pretty fucking good. Your beard is amazing.
You did excellent
work. Like I tried really hard.
Corelli stepped in. Corelli put in dimples on me.
Yep.
Can you see them?
Yeah, those Josh dimples.
Can you see anything with the fog?
Yeah, probably. They're like, no, we can't see because you're smoking.
Maybe we should open the door for a bit.
Oh yeah, sorry. I guess it probably isn't a good. It just looks really cool.
Yeah, it looks cool over here.
It looks cool to us, but then you look at that camera in the front.
Yeah, this one looks like I'm in a fire. So,
well, I mean, there is a fire on the sesh. So Kendall was about to bring out the fire again. I vetoed it.
Yeah,
no fire with this fog.
You're no fun.
No
the
fun.
The veto.
No,
the fire is a fun thing, okay? But we did also have some little treats. We have some hot apple cider. Cheers,
I love
baby.
Apple cider. It's literally, I think it's just apple juice warm.
That's right. And there might be some rum in it. Who knows? No one really knows. And then we also have some caramel apples that we can snack on. But I feel like it might be kind of hard to eat caramel apples while we're doing
a
show.
And forgot. Oops.
Oh yeah, we need a knife.
Maybe we should get a knife. Maybe we should really just fucking go at it.
Yeah, just take a bite right now. Will this ruin my beard?
Will it ruin your teeth?
Yeah.
Let's just do a little.
No, your teeth are strong. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh my gosh, that has
ASMR.
Damn, that's pretty fucking good.
I love caramel apples.
Me too.
So good.
What's that place we always get them at?
Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory.
Oh,
they're
shit's
good.
Fucking good. Mm-hmm. Dude, I'm assuming they only have those in Colorado.
Probably.
No,
Rocky
no, no,
Mountain.
No. They have them in California. I've seen them in California.
Oh, really? Yeah. There's no Rocky Mountains there.
Yeah, a bunch of fucking liars.
Wait, are there?
Do no, I don't think
that
the,
far? No, the Rocky Mountains are in California.
No, the Rocky Mountains go north to south.
Sorry, I'm pretty sure. I'm being Josh. I had never known about that.
You guys are making those look real good.
They're really good.
Yeah, they are good. I'm
okay,
to come get one.
Chomp the whole time. You ladies look so cute. Tell us where your outfits are from. What's going on? What are you wearing?
I am dressed up as Halloween just because.
Just Halloween.
Just Halloween.
I just feel the spirit of Halloween.
You have major Halloween vibes, dude. Your eyeshadow's sick.
Thank you.
And the black lipstick, what brand is that?
You know, it's actually a pigment. It's like a.
Cool.
Yeah, it's not even lipstick. I didn't even have lipstick. I think it's called like Makeup a Murder or something like that. And they have it like everything is like in little poison bottles.
Oh,
super cute. It's super, super cute.
I like that.
Yeah. And I use that with like their little adhesive. It's like a little like a medium, I guess. It just like makes it into like an eyeliner.
Yeah.
It would
an eyeliner.
Yeah. And then you put it on.
Yeah. So yeah, just, you know.
And then your earrings.
Oh yeah, my earrings.
So cute. They're so Crowley made these.
I made these.
Crowley has a little shop.
Yes.
Crowley, what's your shop called? I'm gonna do a little shameless plug.
Yes.
It's called Cositas and it's with a K. We'll link it down. We'll link it in the description.
Yes. It's yes. So
yeah,
cute.
I'm like really slowly starting to sell them. Mm-hmm. I've only done like a few little things, but
yeah, show Sydney's.
And then I made these for Sydney.
They're so cute.
They're perfect. I literally love them. And then I'm wearing my Hey Boo sweatshirt.
Hey Yay. Boo.
Hey Boo.
That's good. I like it, guys. Very really Halloween cute. Vibes.
Love it.
Good effort. We all really pulled it together.
We did. The only thing that's throwing me off is the nose ring.
Oh, you're right. I can take that out right now.
Oh, you can take it out easily.
Yep.
So you can just... very curious about a nose ring. They're Ready? So cute.
Here it goes. Bye-bye.
Damn. Now you're Josh.
Now I am Josh.
Scary.
You're right. I should have taken that off immediately.
Whatever. You should have some gauges. Oh, like the olden yeah. days.
Jeez. Josh still has holes because he pierced his own ears.
Yeah. Well... Mm-hmm. When you're desperate, I don't think his parents were going to be taking him to Claire's.
No, he'd keep that shit hidden until they eventually saw the giant gaping holes.
How do you keep an earring hidden?
That's well, he wild. Only like got the balls to do one of them. Uh-huh. And then it was in the wrong spot and one was infected and messed up. So she ended up having to bring him to Claire's to get it fixed. And then, yeah.
Nice. Good
yep.
for him.
Yep. And Love then when he did the gauges, he moved way too quick. There's a certain, yeah. you have to wait some time. Oh, yeah. But he was like, I want the big ones now. And like force him through and like rip part of his ear.
That is the most Josh thing I've ever heard of. When know, Josh has an idea, he's like, I would like to execute the idea now.
Immediately.
Right fucking now.
Yeah. He's an impulsive. I'm impulsive, man. What can I say?
Sorry, man. It's worked out
Sometimes
for me
you
so
just
far.
Gotta take risks.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I don't like risks. I like to calculate and overthink. A little too much, but you know.
Yeah, John does. Yeah, man, John, you do like to take your time.
Yeah, I like to really think of all the different outcomes.
I don't like to take any time to think. I like to just do immediately.
You know, whenever I think of it. Their own, though. It's worked out for you.
It has worked out well for me. Yeah. Okay.
Anyways, so today we're going to be starting off the ep with some spooky stories.
Yeah. Are we going to do our own spooky stories or the spooky stories we found first?
Let's do the spooky stories we found for each other. We're going to tell each other little cute stories.
Yeah.
That are actually kind of creepy.
Pretty,
Nothing
pretty.
Like too true crime or anything like that because we're trying to keep it light here on the sesh.
Yeah, it's Halloween.
But creepy stories. Yeah. Creepy Halloween stories. And then we also have some paranormal shit because if you didn't want to be an astronaut, you'd want to be a ghost.
That's so, or like, a ghost hunter.
A hunter,
man,
yeah.
Like
a ghost hunter. Yeah.
For sure, man.
So we definitely
I had the time.
Got some own spooky stories that we've been through. Actually, no, on the real, us in, like Kendall and I and Sydney have definitely experienced some stuff, particularly in our old sorority house.
I really haven't experienced shit. I mean, you guys have.
I have. And I didn't even live there.
I just heard stories. I remember the stories pretty well because I made a whole little thing. I'll have to remind you of that, but we'll talk about that later. Yeah.
I forgot all
about
that.
So I know like the legend.
The legend.
Pretty well, but I've never experienced much myself. So.
Yeah.
Also, some exciting Halloween news. Higher Love Wellness, me and Josh's wellness brand, is doing a Halloween sale this weekend. You can get, what are the details, Sid?
So it's going to be 20% off site-wide.
Yep. 20%, baby.
Yep. It's a good deal. So definitely check it out.
No code.
Do we have a code?
We do have a code. The code is Halloween in all caps.
Halloween, bitch. All caps. You heard it here first. So go check it out. But anyway.
That's one thing that's not scary about this episode is the CBD products. That shit is good.
Oh, it's amazing. I live by it. That's what's so nice having a product, like producing something that you truly love, is that you can use your own product every day.
Totally.
I use multiple of my products every single day. They're part of my routine. So it's... Yeah,
it's good
I really
shit.
Think you should check it out if you haven't so far. We've put a lot of work into perfecting our products, and we have a lot of new and improved versions of things already out, things that will be new and improved soon. We're taking everything up a level in the new year, so
that
it's very exciting.
That wax is some of my favorite wax.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
Yeah, we've
so
really got good. Our wax down, and we're super excited about it. So yeah, check it out. There'll be a link below. All right, well, I want to hear your story. Are we going to take a quick break before we start, and then we'll get into it?
Absolutely. Let's take a quick break.
All right, man, quick break.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything.
Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And we're back to spook things up a little bit here.
I would spook them up.
I would say put the fog machine on again, but I think we're getting lung damage.
A little toxic.
To be honest, it's like very thick smoke. It's really weird.
It ain't great. Yeah.
Not great.
That's a good idea.
All right. Ready for your story?
Yeah. I'm prepared to be spooked.
Okay. This one is called the Coy Kendall Family Phone Stalker.
Ooh.
This is creepy as fuck because I feel like it could really happen. So this takes place in Washington State, where three families say they were the victim of a phone stalker who has still never been identified to this day. It's a complete mystery. It started in 2007, where 16-year-old Courtney Kendall, or Kai Kendall, I don't know exactly how you pronounce her last name, began receiving texts from her friends asking why she had texted them a single word, quote, gay. So apparently her friends were like, yo, Courtney, why are you sending this like weird fucking text? And yeah, she was like, what are you talking about? Like, I definitely have never fucking sent that.
And just said gay?
It just said the words gay, like the word gay.
Weird.
Yeah, so weird. So anyways, Courtney brushed it off and didn't really think much of it and thought it was just kind of like a stupid prank. Like someone got a hold of her phone or somehow like it transferred over to them, but said it was from her. But of course, this got much creepier. It can never be that simple. Not long after her friends received that message from Courtney, all of her friends and family started receiving threatening texts and phone calls from an unknown number. And they referenced this person as restricted because it was always, that's how it always appeared on caller ID. Do you ever get those calls when it's like restricted number?
Yeah.
Yeah. It always kind of like weirds me out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So
star 69, baby.
Star 67.
Oh.
You pervert. Get your gutter out of your head. Star 69,
sorry, man.
Baby.
You know how it is as a dude. Your mind's just always in the gutter, you know? I wish it was star 69. I used to make my prank calls on star 69. No wonder it never worked.
I loved making prank calls back in the day. I wonder if that shit still works. All right. Anyways. So restricted. Let's call them restricted because that's what their name was on their phone, I guess. Started harassing them with death threats, R-word threats, and even threatened to kill their pets, which is so crazy. Random fucking numbers calling all of your family members, threatening to do this shit. So the family was also being watched around the clock, and restricted even started calling their landline, so their home phone number. They also got a hold of that. Mm-mm. In an attempt to stop the harassment, everyone affected changed their phone numbers. They were switching phones. Like, they tried to do everything they could to get this person to stop calling them. They would turn their phones off. They would go to new accounts. They were literally trying everything, but nothing seemed to work. So this person had some type of inside or intel on them. I don't know.
And something against them personally.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It wasn't like
continue targeting them.
Exactly. Yeah. So things started to look bad for Courtney when the police traced the messages back to her phone, but it seemed like her phone could text and make calls even when the phone was turned off. Because people were like, dude, what? It's literally coming from your phone. Like, what? Like, stop with the prank. She was like, even when the phone was off, though, this was happening. So people think that her phone was like masked or something, like someone was using her number. Anyways, so the family met with the police. They talked to them. They were kind of like, Courtney, get your shit together. And she was like, dude, it literally wasn't me. But when they came home, the family came back after talking to the police and they noticed they had a voicemail and it was a recording of the conversation the family had with the police.
What?
Yeah.
Like, and it wasn't a phone conversation with the police?
No, they went to the police station. We're talking
with
them.
So it's like someone in the police department, maybe?
I don't know. Or people, Courtney's parents were like, dude, you definitely have something to do with it.
Whoa.
And so they took her phone away, but it was still happening. So she didn't even have her fucking phone and her phone was still making calls, making texts, and then, yeah, sending a recording of their conversation to their landline.
So it's not Courtney.
It ain't Courtney. So then they started getting more and more intense. In addition to listening to everything, it seemed like Restricted was able to see the family as well because they started making comments on the clothes the family was wearing.
Oh, fuck no. Fuck no. They That's got like paranormal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's scary.
They got a security system keypad for their home and restricted called them, telling them that they knew the passcode to this security system.
Holy shit. What a nightmare.
I know. Yeah, honestly, fucking terrible. Like, they were scared shitless because what the fuck? And the cops were completely baffled. They had no idea what was going on. It was as if the perpetrator was, like, invisible because Courtney didn't have her phone. It's still coming from Courtney's phone. There's no way they could trace it. They were trying everything. They had no idea where this was coming from. And to this day, the mystery trailed off, and there have never been any follow-ups or arrests, people of interest, absolutely nothing.
And it just all stopped one day?
I don't know if it completely stopped. I don't know if they like stopped talking about it. It's fucking crazy. But yeah, I guess it was like never really confirmed. And sources say that the FBI had gotten involved, and maybe that's why like the calls had stopped, or like we stopped hearing about it.
But it's one of those stories where, you know, it's hard to get like the most up to date. It's not like exactly. There's journalists covering. No. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not.
Wow, that's creepy and interesting.
And they still don't know if it was just one stalker or multiple people, because like it could have been a whole group for all they know.
Damn.
Yeah, and I guess this one time they got a recording of a voicemail from restricted. The restriction number left a voicemail, but all it sounded was, quote, throaty juvenile rasps stolen from bad horror movies is what they described it as.
Ew.
I know. And yeah, people still think it was Courtney who pulled it off. And she was like, I would not harass my own family. Yeah.
And for what?
Yeah, exactly. Like, go down that far to where you're scaring the shit out of her. And I guess her mom came out and was like, no, dude, my kid wouldn't do that.
No, why? Yeah.
So.
Wow, that's creepy.
I know. Yeah. Another theory is that restricted gained access to their phones through a virus, maybe.
A virus?
Yeah, my guess is that someone was, like, some type of hacker was able to.
But why were they going after them specifically so hard?
Exactly. That's what I think is weird.
That's terrifying. Maybe they just didn't want to do any more, you know, publicity about it because it's so scary.
Who knows? I have no idea what happened.
Wow.
But yeah.
But that's the latest on it?
It's creepy as fuck.
Wow.
I think the last was like the FBI might have gotten involved and scared them off, or, you know what I mean?
Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, it was 2007 too. And like, I feel like that was like the beginning of like
self.
Like, yeah. And like. Like hacking and like mirroring and stuff. I feel like that's, you know, like the beginning of that. I don't know. But yeah.
It's getting even more freaky now, especially since you know, with people hacking into Ring doorbells and people's garages and cars.
Or people's like laptop camera. That's scary to me.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah. One time in college, I was taking this course. It was like an English course, but it like had a theme of social media. So we were talking about how just social media and like how there's cameras in front of us all over the place. And there was this one girl who had this stalker watching through her laptop. This is a true story. Watching through her laptop camera, and would basically learn to know her daily routine based on like when she was on the laptop, and like she would like watch TV while she was like showering, or watch, you know, a movie on her laptop was like.
Yep.
And they basically were able to stalk her. They found her, ended up killing her.
Really?
Yep.
Oh my God. I've heard stories like that, but never of anyone actually being killed. Holy shit.
Yeah. So definitely get little covers on your laptop, people. Like, that is not a joke. It's
so true. I got to have one on my, I used to always have it on my laptop, but I never thought to put one on my iPad, but I guess this bitch should
then
have
I'm
one
like,
too.
Should you have it on your phone? Probably
everything with a camera.
I don't. Yeah.
God.
So anyways,
shit's getting
that's
scary, especially with Zuck's new ideas.
Yeah. What the fuck?
I don't know about that.
Looks kind of cool, not gonna lie.
I mean, it's like a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we're gonna really lose track of reality, I feel like.
Oh, absolutely.
It's gonna get bad.
Oh, it's gonna get terrible.
Okay, well, I have a scary story for you.
All right,
that's gonna creep you out. Okay, so you are in the market for a new house.
Hell yeah.
A new house eventually.
Yeah.
Let's say you bought that new house and it was infested with something. What would be the last thing that you would want your house to be infested with?
Maggots.
Oh yeah, you hate maggots.
Or moths.
Maggots would be really bad.
Yeah.
Maggots are like moth infected.
Okay. Disgusting.
Well, let me tell you about the Sessions and their home buying experience.
Sessions.
Okay. So Ben and Amber Sessions thought that they were moving into their dream home. They were very excited when they bought this 5-bedroom house with some land in rural Idaho in the countryside.
Nice.
Just real nice.
In a cornfield.
Yep. Was that on camera? She just drooled everybody. Amazing.
Like really bad.
I don't think John would ever do that.
He's not as disgusting as I am. The sourness of this little candy apple
made really my like your saliva glands.
Yeah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Anyways, keep going.
Okay, so they were very excited for this house because they wanted to grow their family there and raise them in a nice, you know, quiet, safe little area. Amber was actually pregnant at the time with their third child. Yeah, so they were, you know, they really needed this to be their dream home, their forever home.
Mm-hmm.
But that dream quickly turned into a nightmare when they realized that their home was infested with hundreds and hundreds of garter snakes. Yeah, baby.
Snakes.
Snakes on a plane, snakes in a house type situation.
I had one snake in a house and it was a lot. I like snakes, but like not in my house.
I know. I think they're cool too, especially garter snakes.
Hundreds of them, hundreds of anything is freaky.
Yeah. And luckily a garter snake, it's not like they're anaconda.
Yeah. So they're not going to kill them.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not that bad, but we're talking hundreds and hundreds of these motherfuckers, right?
Wait, how did they like, you think that you would notice that when you're like touring the house? Like, oh,
I know.
Maybe it was like sight
unseen.
Well,
snakes hide. Like, true. And then they come out more when they like, it gets darker. It's
ew.
More comfortable.
Oh,
so the ground of their surrounding home also appeared to move because it was so thick with snakes.
Ooh.
Like they could see the land moving. The snakes would slither under their home siding, under the porch, and hundreds of snakes piled up on top of each other. Hundreds, dude. Full infestation. Like out of control breeding here. At night,
some birth control up in this bitch.
Yeah, seriously.
Go to the pill club.
Snake birth control for sure.
Disgusting.
Start passing them out to the snakes. But anyway, they would lie awake and listen to the sound of these slithering snakes inside of the walls. And Ben said that it was like living in a horror movie. They could hear it while they were sleeping. And they have two kids, plus she's pregnant.
Dude, I can imagine the sound of like in your walls, like constant just like movement.
And plus they like saw them out and about too. So their family, as soon as they realized this, they started eating out of the house because...
Oh, I thought you were going to say eating them. I was like, like quick, get rid of the snakes and
snacks.
Eat them. We're only eating snakes for the next month.
No, they rarely ate at home because their water well carried the foul musk of this that snakes release in order to warn off predators.
Oh, shit.
You didn't know that? They have like a nasty smell.
Like little skunks.
So their water well had that. So they couldn't even like make food at home or drink the water at their home. So they had to eat out of the house at all times. Plus, it's just disgusting.
What the hell?
You're trying to
These
eat.
People have house insurance?
I don't know, man. So every day before Amber and their two young sons would get out of bed, Ben would do a morning sweep of the house to make sure that no snakes had made it inside the house or like outside, like
like in the living room.
Right.
They're not just like,
they're like at least in the walls are contained.
Ew.
But sometimes, especially over time, more and more snakes started to get into the house and be just cruising around.
Sydney's one day, like tweaking. So yeah, I know. You hate snakes, huh, Sid?
Oh my god, this sounds absolutely awful. I think they're disgusting. I'm sorry. I have
it's all good.
Literally hate them.
I really like
I don't know
snakes,
why they're still living there. Like, why are they staying there for so long? I'd be like, we're fucking
I'd be in
here.
A hotel and getting a lawyer or something.
Oh, god.
But one day, Amber, who's pregnant with her third child, was in the laundry room and she's just doing her laundry. And then she suddenly almost stepped on a snake. And she jumped up onto the counter and it scared her so bad. And because she was so far along in her pregnancy, she was worried that she would miscarry by being in the house because the snakes were starting to pop out and scare her. So at the peak of the infestations, while the Sessions lived there, Ben said that he killed one time 42 snakes in one day. And that was the day that he decided he couldn't fucking take it anymore. And the snakes had won. They could keep that fucking house. They are out.
42? two snakes in one day in he killed?
One day, once they started getting into the actual house. Okay,
finally, and I think he, like, like, there was obviously, like, more, but he just stopped at 42. He's like, fuck this. Like, yeah, the snakes fucking won. Yeah, because there was way, like, way more snakes than he could ever kill.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Call fucking Terminex or whatever that one.
I don't know if they can even handle that.
Germex, Terminex.
Germex?
I don't know what's the fucking. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Call an exterminator.
Yeah, or call someone who can, like, get them and move them or something.
Well, maybe they, like, weren't able to leave or something. I would go knock on my neighbor's door and be like, listen.
It's real bad over there.
It's really tonight.
So they were ready at this point to obviously get the fuck out of this house for good, but they were tied up because they had signed a document that did note the snake infestation and they didn't notice it in the original document.
But it was just like, hey, note, like little.
By the way, there's like a whole hundreds of snakes living in there. Yeah, they just kind of slipped that in the fine print. But they say that the real estate agent assured them that since the snakes, so they actually did know about it. The agent actually told them that since the snakes were just a story invented by the last owners to leave their mortgage. So they were under the impression it was just kind of like
they really didn't think it was there. Yeah.
Like, but it clearly wasn't a myth. It was real. Oh, the Sessions were living this nightmare every day, and it seemed impossible for them at this point to get rid of this house. And Amber said living in this house was so stressful. It felt like living in, quote, Satan's lair.
How worse than Satan's lair?
Scary. Oh my gosh, I would be terrified. Wow. So neighbors and other residents started just like taking pictures of the house out from the front because there were so many on the porch and the ground.
Ew.
That they were just recording the snake infestation.
Dude, it and probably everyone smelled bad too. But there were like snakes dying, rotting and shit.
Yep. And then soon everyone in the area knew the house as the Snake House.
They're like, oh, you're from the Snake House. So like the freaks in the neighborhood that no one wants to hang out with.
Yeah, they were pretty freaked out. So the Sessions ended up having to file for bankruptcy. It's pretty sad.
Oh, damn.
The house was foreclosed on.
Yeah.
And they only lived in it for 3 months. They could not take it another day. They were willing to just take the loss. So the house was on the market for a short time, but was never sold. And it was last known to be owned by Chase.
Yeah.
As of December 2010. But I don't know. It could have changed by then.
Wow.
This was on an episode of Infestation or Infested on Animal Planet.
Oh, really?
Yep. So if you'd like to see the ep, you can see it for yourself. This is a real story.
Wonderful. I don't think I'll ever need to see that in my life. Thank you so much.
Right?
I just have a picture in my mind. I have a picture in my mind.
Oh, I'm sure it's much worse than we're even picturing. But Ben has been diagnosed with snake-related PTSD. And he's so afraid of the house that he thinks it should just be condemned.
Yeah, I could totally see that. Mm-hmm. That is like terrible. It's like ruined your life.
I mean, it's some freak thing. How often do you hear of an infestation like that?
Not like that.
It's almost like, what is drawing all these snakes there?
Yeah, why there? And not in like the neighbor's yard? Why are they
reproducing so easily too?
Where the next one was like, get your fucking snake off my lawn. Not into your house.
But Amber also still experiences frequent nightmares, or she did as of 2010 when this all happened.
Damn.
But the house was most likely built on a winter snake sanctuary where snakes gather in large numbers to hibernate.
What?
That's what they think.
That's a thing?
I had never heard of it before.
Like the full seasons.
I was going to say, because sometimes they'll they will all bunch up together so that they can stay warm and stuff. And like they'll hibernate for months. And they usually go to like one central location, which happens to be this fucking house.
Damn. That's so scary. So there's actually a news clip that we can check out real fast. Oh. Only a minute long.
Okay, great. Let's do it.
What started out as a dream house for Ben and Amber Sessions quickly turned into a nightmare. Their five-bedroom home, purchased for $180,000, but filled with something they didn't think would be a problem. Garter snakes. They found a few at first, but then so many, they could even taste them in their tap water.
I tasted it, and it tastes. I had touched and dealt with enough snakes by then that the water tasted just like the snakes taste.
But even worse, they signed paperwork when they bought the house acknowledging that there were snakes there. But they didn't think there would be so many. And when they couldn't get rid of them, they declared bankruptcy.
Seven different lawyers throughout all of Idaho, their best mention to us is, well, where they got you on the paperwork, you need to just file bankruptcy.
But they refused to give up without a fight.
The previous owners that had walked away from that house, they had sealed up pretty good, but after we found that in the house, I went around and tried to seal all I could.
They ended up on the Animal Planet Network.
You know, when we realized that it was a really big problem, we kind of wish we would have started taking pictures from day one or keeping the snakes, just because I don't know. I hadn't lived there. I don't know if I would believe somebody telling me that.
The home is now owned by the bank, and the price keeps going down, under $110,000 in January. The Sessions are trying to rebound and worry that an unsuspecting buyer could do what they did. The locals have a name for the place. They call it the Snake House.
What do you think?
Would you know rather? What's the most surprising thing of all that is that they had a 5-bedroom house for $180,000.
That's why they were so happy. They thought they got a steal the deal.
Yeah. This is a win-ass deal.
It was like over 10 years ago, though. Shit's, the market's out of control now. Yeah, that's true.
A nice house. Like, maybe it was worth it. No, that's not worth it. That's fucked.
So would you go for snakes, maggots, or moths if you had to pick one?
I would go snakes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ugh.
I would go with fucking moths and just get one of those electric fly swatters that I love. I have fun.
At least snakes aren't flying at your face.
Yeah.
I would still do snakes. That looks scary, though. I mean, I wouldn't be thrilled.
Definitely yeah. Not. I'd be worried about my pets. My dogs, my cats, my rabs, my rabbits.
Yeah. Honestly, your cats would be fine. They'd probably like eat the snakes.
That's true. The cats would probably fuck the snakes up. In fact, Meatball sometimes likes to go under the porch and hang out with the snakes.
I was gonna say Meatball would fuck up a snake.
Yeah, I think she would.
Yeah, she's like, oh please, bitch.
She doesn't give a shit. Single shit. No.
Wow. Anyways, that is going to make me sleep so good tonight. Yeah. Happy Halloween.
Thought you would enjoy that one.
Holy shit.
I know. That would really creep me out.
Damn. That's shit. So many fucking, the whole thing when they were like, yeah, the ground is now moving. I was like, that is some shit. That should be illegal. Like, they need to burn that place down. I'm sorry. There's no getting rid of that.
No.
Or maybe you just like let it, let the snakes overtake. Yeah.
Let them have a nice house.
That's nice a nice ass house. Five bedroom house for a snake.
I mean, I think they pretty much deserved it. They really like conquered that thing.
They're like, come on, motherfucker, teamwork. Wow. Okay. Anyways. All right. Let's go ahead and go to 1 hour ad break. And then we're going to talk about our own ghost stories.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
So I know it's kind of disappointing, but I truly don't have that many paranormal experiences. Like I've had a few and I've shared what I have. You know, I had that one experience in my old apartment where I got this creepy scratch down my chest. I still have no idea how the fuck I got that.
Yeah, that was weird.
I saw this creepy figure in the middle of the night. I'm convinced that my old apartment was haunted, but yeah, not much more than that. And then the house that we're living in right now, everyone is convinced is haunted. I mean, clearly the studio is haunted. Okay, if you're a watcher of our content, you know, we've got something the fuck is up in here.
Something is for sure up, you guys. The weirdest shit pops off all the time. I swear
constantly
to God.
Like random soundboards, random cuts.
Oh, the other day, this one time, I don't even know if we told this on the sesh, but a few, like maybe a month or two ago, we were filming Mile Higher, and all of a sudden, out of all three of our headphones, makes this like train sound. It literally was like
honk, honk.
It was so loud, and we were like, what the fuck? And all three of us were like, okay, and then we just kept going.
That's not even what we have in our soundboard.
No, we don't even have that. It sounded like a literal fucking train. It was the weirdest sound.
We all heard it.
And then I went to edit it, and it wasn't there in post. So I'm like, okay, that's great. So then what the fuck was that?
So we just heard it, but all three of us did.
Yeah, and in post, you can see all three of us. Well, it didn't make it the actual final version, but when I was editing it, it was like all three of us were like, what the fuck? And like freaked out, and there was nothing there.
Yeah, it's happened so many times. There's so many examples in this studio. Like, what was it? Last episode we were recording, my phone just flew off of there.
The fireplace. Like, yeah, literally we have a little fireplace
over here, and it just like ejected itself off by itself. No one's even near there. There's no air. I don't even know.
The soundboard goes off all the time.
Honestly, it creeps me out. Like, sometimes it scares me to talk about it because I feel like it's like
acting. Like, oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, you like this bitch? Let's scare you more.
Accepted.
But yeah, we've definitely had some interesting things happen with our house. Like, when we first moved in, I told this on Mile Higher last week, but we had a TV up on our mantle, and we had it there for like 2 weeks. The first 2 weeks we were living there, but we didn't like actually anchor it to the wall. And in the middle of the night, like 3 a.m, the thing comes flying down with force onto the ground, just smashes down onto the ground. And that thing it wasn't like barely up there. Yeah. I mean, there was plenty of space for this TV to stand. For
it, that it was up there, just chilling fine.
And it wasn't even on or anything. And the cats, when we locked the cats out of the room, so it wasn't them. Like, at night, they're always out of the room. So, yeah, that was really weird. That's, like, the really only paranormal thing I've experienced in this house. We've had some, like, creepy sounds here and there, but Corelli stayed at our house. Mm-hmm. You experienced some of that.
Yeah, so I told this on the last episode of Mile Higher as well. I was house sitting for you, what, like 2 months ago now?
Yeah.
And this is like maybe like the second day I was house sitting. And
what time of day was it? But I'm trying
it to was like full daytime. Like, okay, it was I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what time it was, but it was like midday. It was like middle of day. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm hanging out in the bedroom and I'm just like, I don't know, like walking around. I don't know. I'm just house sitting. I don't know. What do you do when you house sit? You know what I mean?
Chilling.
Just chilling. Yeah. And the dogs are with me in the bedroom. The cats were obviously cats, so they're wherever they are. I heard the front door open, and it has a very specific, like, your door has a very mm-hmm. specific sound.
Yes.
I heard the creaks. Mm-hmm. It creak, and then there's like when the door sweeps on the floor, I heard that, and like that's what kind of, you know, alerted me. And I thought it was you, Janelle. Like, I honestly thought you came over to hang out with me or something.
Well, because everyone knows my front door code, so sometimes people do just randomly walk in.
I would tell you if I was coming over, because I'd be freaked out if I like. Yeah. I wouldn't want to scare you.
Right. And like, I lock all the doors.
Yeah,
I made sure all your doors were locked. Like, I'm very paranoid being by myself, mm-hmm. Especially in like a big, like bigger than my apartment.
Yeah, for sure.
So I thought it was you, and I went out there and I went out there kind of like, I'm like, hi, Janelle. I was expecting it to be like, hey, Janelle, like, what's up? And yeah, the door was closed and the door was locked. Both of them were locked. The main one and the little one were locked. And yeah, and I just heard the door open and I went out there and the dogs were behind me, so I know it wasn't them.
Hell no.
Yeah.
And like, when Joel has stayed here, he's heard all types of creepy shit. He said one night randomly he heard country music coming from our garage.
Yeah. He told me that a few days. He was like, yeah, I was outside. He said it was really late, if I'm remembering this correctly. And he said it was really late and he walked inside and he was going upstairs and he heard country music in the garage. And he like opened it and there was nothing there. Garage doors were closed. Like, didn't see? He was like old, like twangy music, like old ass country music.
That is so creepy. I don't know what I would do if something like that happened when I was home alone. Like, luckily they must know I'm scared because they leave me the fuck alone.
I was saying, and I've never had any, like, not really any like paranormal experiences. So like that was like one of the most like obvious ones, I guess you can say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cause like I literally heard your front door open.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I literally thought it was you, Janelle. Like, I literally thought you were coming, you came over.
Oh,
and like,
God,
like,
so
and it, like, after I thought about it, cause that was like my first thought. After I thought about it, I was like, wait, Janelle just like, you texted me that one time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you would let me know if you were on your way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was weird. I would never walk in.
Yeah.
You know, when I had all paranormal stuff happening in my apartment, I was convinced something was happening in there. And someone left a comment just saying like this prayer that you can say, I mean, prayer loosely, like something you can say out loud that basically I acknowledge your present spirit. It's okay for you to be here as long as you do not scare me because I am afraid and I don't want to see you because it scares me. And I did it and it fucking worked immediately. And I don't seem to have scary moments like that anymore. And I say that, I've said that prayer, whatever, multiple times in here, in the house.
Yeah.
Like, if I ever start feeling creeped out, like, whoever it is, because you never know, it could be your own ancestors that are just hanging out around.
Right.
Or it could be something really fucking worse. So,
dude, I kind of set the boundary.
Well, bro, no offense, but I mean, you talk about like hella scary shit on your pod.
I know, they're naturally attracted to me, and I'm just trying to have a paranormal experience, honestly. I'm like, bring it on.
I know, you're really into that shit.
Scare the fuck of me. What were you going to say, Sid?
I was going to say I do the same exact thing. Like, when I go home to my apartment, if I'm by myself, I don't even hear anything, but I'm like, hey, I'm here. I'm always like, I don't know who I'm talking to, but
I've
trying to make peace.
Yep. Yeah. set peace. Yeah. Acknowledge their presence. You can chill here. Just, I don't want to see you because it scares me. No offense.
Right. Yep.
Just a little baby.
They're
and
a little baby.
Sometimes they respect it. It's worked well for me. So I don't know who wrote that comment, but thank you. It's helped me a lot.
There have been times in the new office where I'm there late by myself and it's like as soon as it starts getting dark, mm-hmm. it like starts getting like weird sounds. Like, ooh. There have been times where I have been 100% convinced that the front door is opening, that someone's like, because you know, really? When you walk in that sound, like you can hear your feet very well.
And the tile in the front.
Yeah.
No, I was at the office late last night and I, because like during, like we're quiet during the day anyway, you know what I mean? So we hear those like little like creaks and creaks, like creaks throughout the day. And you're right, I was there till like 7 or 8 last night, and I just heard like way more.
There are so many sounds, but it's still weird because I'm like, we're not like screaming during the day when people are there.
No, that's what I mean.
It's not
yeah.
that loud.
No, that's what I mean. Like, and we hear like the air coming on or whatever, you know what I mean? And
but maybe when you do hear another sound during the day, your like, brain just thinks it's something. Yeah. yeah. So you
but
don't
there
think
have
much
been at least three times where I'm like, oh, someone's coming in the front door. And I always am like a little like, I'm like a little weirded out to turn the corner and no one's ever there. So now I've started locking the door. And because I just, when I'm by myself, I'm like, there's no reason for the door to be unlocked.
No.
So I lock it and then I still hear the sounds, but like, it kind of gives me peace of mind. Cause I'm like, well, the door is locked. But there, like, I'm like, I swear to God, I hear like the door open and I'm just like waiting for somebody to be out there. And apparently someone came in and used our bathroom one time. Some like random maintenance or like lawn care worker. Yeah. I don't even know.
That was so weird. We found this bag of like a little Ziploc bag of makeup and some contacts.
I think that's Josh's mom's.
Oh, we did figure out that was Josh's mom.
We thought someone, someone did use the bathroom.
Someone did use the bathroom.
Two different
That makeup was a mystery though for a while.
I think it is Josh's mom's. Yeah,
but yes, people have come in and used the bathroom randomly.
That's so weird. You know, I don't know. I feel like everyone though, growing up, if you ever stayed home alone, you hear shit in your house. Like when you're alone, you just are gonna hear noises and get scared. Like I was constantly terrified, like heart racing, sweating. Thinking like someone's breaking in my house right now and I'm going to die.
Same.
And then my trick became my mom would tell me if you ever feel like scared or something bad's going on outside, just take a walk outside and just take a deep breath of air. And it actually works really well, dude. I would go outside and then I'd be like, hearing outside. The quietness of my neighbor's house and just seeing that it was all okay. And I'd feel completely better. I'd go stand outside in the dark. Because it was less scary than being in the house. And it would make me feel better. And I still do it
sometimes.
That is
true. Because it kind of makes you feel normal. Like, oh, everyone's just in their house. Yeah. Like, no one else is being creepy right now. Like, creeped out.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe it's not always good advice. No, my anxiety would not let me go outside and look around the house.
It's seriously
looking at me from a window. No.
I don't know why it would work so well. I'd instantly be like, oh, everything's fine out here, man. I'm good. And I'd go back inside and chill and watch my Nickelodeon. I'll be good. No complaints.
I was terrified to be alone when I was younger. Like, still am. I hated it. Even for a long time, actually. I've gotten over it a little bit now. Like, I can sleep alone, which doesn't happen very often. But when it does, I used to be like, well, I'm not getting sleep tonight. I'm going to be fucking paranoid. I'd like beg someone to come over, go to someone's house.
That doesn't really bother me anymore, but I do not sleep alone. I will not stay the night by myself.
I
will bring Janelle or Sydney or someone will come stay the night with me if Josh is gone. I hate it.
You got two dogs. They're like guard dogs.
That's true. They do make me feel really safe.
Yeah. They're not letting anything come through.
But still, I get scared.
Oakley and Lucy would fuck some people up.
Yeah. Oakley could like, I'm sure.
Oh. Both of them could do, because Lucy's like smaller, but she's fucking a lot more like, I will kill you if needed.
Yeah.
She's wonderful. And so, but yeah, she's a lot more like protective. I feel like Oakley's more like,
she definitely is.
So anyways, I feel like being by yourself isn't great, but I don't know. I feel like ghosts aren't more likely to attack you if you're by yourself, but it's definitely creepy being by yourself at night. I don't know. I feel like I'll never fully get over that. It's always a little creepy. Anyways, okay. Speaking of really, really creepy and very honestly like chilling, we have this old, well, it's a true story. Like it really did happen in our sorority house back in the 80s, I believe.
Yeah, there's multiple stories about the sorority that we were in college. Very small sorority house. Did not meet fire code, to be honest. Like, we were pushing it a lot of the time. The thing was small.
It is old. It's from the 1800s. It used to be a tuberculosis hospital.
So that's where the haunting begins.
Many people have passed away in that house, obviously.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of children. It was mostly children in that hospital.
Lots of kids.
But then, they would put, four girls in a bunk room. And Sydney actually lived there, so she can give firsthand experience. Yeah. Me and Janelle... We're not into that.
No,
so we said no to that.
No.
What was it like, Sid, living in that house?
I mean, I honestly had a blast. But there were some very scary times. And all the bedrooms had numbers on them. And they never took them down, like, from the hospital, I believe.
Yes.
And one thing, real quick, with the kids, I know that that's true. Because at night, the pipes. It would sound like someone's trying to like make a song. It didn't just like sound like cracking.
Yeah.
It literally was like someone like hitting it and then changing. And it was like that little kid.
Yeah, so there was this story about a kid that lived in one of the basement rooms, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the room that you lived in downstairs. Yes. There was a little boy who was said to have lived there. Of course, we like it's not like we know his name and there's a historical record of this, but this has been told to us by older girls for years. That there was this little boy who was into drumming and he would have little drumsticks and play the drums on the pipes. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you can say that you can still hear it, but there would always be like a big debate in the house. Like a lot of girls would be like, no guys, that's the pipes expanding in the winter.
So, well, yeah.
But I don't know.
I never heard it, Sydney. Year, so I
and
was
you
like,
heard it every night.
Oh yeah. Wait,
and it sounded like an actual song? Like beat and stuff.
What was the beat?
Oh no, I don't remember. It just didn't play any of the hits? So annoying because we'd be watching like our Netflix in our beds, and I'm like, dude. At first, we thought it was people like stepping upstairs, but then we go upstairs and be no one.
Oh, it's so creepy.
Yeah, just wait. There's some scary stuff.
Yeah, there was many of a scary story. The big one. This happened in, like you said, the 80s. There was, and this is true.
Yes, this is. A true story.
That this happened. I don't know.
Correct.
How true everything else around it is.
Right.
This girl, who was a member of her sorority back in the 80s, apparently went on a date and she left the house in her little outfit and everything and went on this date and then came home. Mm-hmm. I thought about 11, I always had heard. Yeah, she came like home that. Late and girls asked her how her date was and she didn't say anything to anyone and just silently walked up the stairs and got in her bed.
And the way that our house is designed is like right when you walk in, the staircase is like right there. And then there's like a living room. So mm-hmm. I believe that people were hanging out in the living room and the girl walked into the through the front door and just like went right upstairs and was.
But you can see that front door area from the kitchen and the living room space. So plenty of people probably saw her. They said they saw her come in.
Yeah.
That she went to bed.
And I guess they were like, hey, how's your date? And she was like kind of like not grumpy, but like kind of upset, they said. And like they could tell something was wrong.
Didn't seem like wanting to talk about it. And went to bed.
Yeah. They thought were like, oh, probably didn't go well or whatever.
So next morning, the police come to the house, I believe the story goes, and said that this girl actually died in a car accident that night on her date.
Yeah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
They're like, does so-and-so live here? And they're like, oh yeah, she came home.
Yeah, and she's upstairs. And they went upstairs and sure enough, she never came home. Her bed was unmade. Her stuff was still there. And
And she
had died that night. So they keep her pin, like we have badges for a sorority, and they kept it like on display in the house with a picture of her in this one case. Mm-hmm. And so we'd like always talk about her, but then, yeah, she's one of the many spirits that is said to be haunting the house. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, back when we were in school, when I was still doing YouTube, but like kind of keeping it secret, I started making video stuff for the sorority. Like I would help put together little music videos of us, or there was this Halloween competition to make the scariest, like make your own scary movie. And I was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to get into this. But no one knew like why I was so into editing or like good at it. But I just didn't tell anyone why. But I made this whole like kind of documentary on how it happened. And we interviewed our house mom who had been working there for a long time. And she said that one day she came into the house in the middle of the summer and she was getting the house ready for the upcoming year.
So it was a mess, she said.
Yeah, there was renovations going. And she said she walked into the living room and she saw this girl who was clearly a spirit of some sort, just didn't look like a normal person, just sitting there. And this girl started talking back to her and like having a conversation with her. And our house mom just said, it's okay. Everything's okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in the kitchen. And she walked into the kitchen. When she came back, the girl was gone.
Yeah. Yeah. She was like, it's okay. I know it's a mess in here, but I'll try and figure it out.
Yeah.
And she's upset that the house was a mess. Obviously, like, she could totally be making that up. But it is odd that, because I remember very specifically when she was telling us that, like, she looked, and she's also a very, very religious.
Very religious woman.
Yeah. And she was like, I mean, she looked like she was going to shit her pants even just telling the story. Like,
every time it gets brought up, she said there's more instances of that. She's seen them in the kitchen and things have moved, and she's just seen endless examples for why it's haunted. Yeah. But you guys saw a couple examples.
Yeah, definitely. Sid, I want to hear yours first, though, because you were in the house.
I normally don't allow, or not don't allow, but I don't like to believe in that stuff because it scares me. So yeah. I was anti, you know, like, oh, if there's a noise, I'm like, just the house. Just the house. Like, just the it's water. Not a ghost. And I didn't ever really believe the ghost stories. But one night I was the only one at home, and there's 21 girls that live in the house. Like, it's really rare when to be there by yourself, but everyone else was at meeting, and I was sitting there. I was sitting in the nook, so, you know, I can see the front door, mm-hmm. and I can see into the kitchen, and I'm watching TV, and all of a sudden I hear, like, the cabinets in the kitchen, like, banging, or, like, close, and I was like, oh, I wonder who's home, because it just... It's so normal for people to, like, come and go. So yeah. I walk into the kitchen, and no joke, every single I swear to God, every single cabinet was just open.
And that is so fucking scary.
I had no idea what to do. I didn't want to close them.
Were the drawers open too?
No, it's just all like the cabinets, like the top and the bottom.
All of them were open.
All of them open. And then I think I grabbed my keys and I was like, I'm out of here. I was like scared. I didn't want to deal with it.
Dude, I'd be terrified.
So that is so creepy. God. It was terrifying. And then afterwards, it just totally freaked me out because I was like, oh my gosh, Sydney, like.
Something's
like, up. Who would have done that? The door, back door was locked.
Why?
Yeah. And
the door was locked?
Back door was locked. Yeah. And that's a big thing is we started to make sure the back door was locked because we kind of thought some people were getting into the house.
And we found out some guy, like, just came in. Remember when we were freshmen? Gosh, freak just, like, walked in.
And he was just, one of the girls, like, woke up, like, from a nap, and he was just staring at her over her.
Oh, staring over her?
Yeah.
Yep, dude, freshman year was wild. In their room? There was not much safety protocol at the house before you got there.
I thought he was just,
standing over her.
Was he a real person?
Yes. No, he walked into her room.
No, living
room.
She
was taking a nap on the couch in the living room.
Oh, in the living room?
Because you know the door?
Oh, I always thought it was in her bedroom. Okay.
They made that door locked, like permanently locked.
Yeah.
That other one too.
Yeah. Oh my God. That is so scary.
I know. There's like peeping Toms and they're like, you know, laughing about it. I'm like, that's actually terrifying. Yeah. I don't ever want to experience that.
Hell no. Okay. I have a few little weird encounters. Yeah, I didn't live there. In fact, I only slept there like twice maybe. And both nights, weird shit was going on. So the first thing I remember is my friend, Jessica, my lovely friend, her and I were sleeping in her room. She slept in this room called the Blue Room. I don't really know why, actually, it's called the Blue Room. Oh, because I think they have like letters up on there too that like say the Blue Room. That's another story. I'll get to that in a sec. But anyways, we were sleeping in there. She was sleeping on the top bunk and I was also sleeping on the top bunk because our other friend was like home for the weekend. So I was sleeping in her bed. And so we were totally asleep. And out of nowhere, my friend Jessica sits up and literally is looking down at the ground kind of by like the entrance. And she's like, come on, Katie, come on, come to bed. And there was no one named Katie in our store. Or yes, there was, but no one that lived in the house. And she was like, come on, Katie, come to bed, come to bed. And I was like, what? And like, clear as it, she was literally like, come on, let's go. Yep, come into bed.
But was she just sleep come talking? To bed.
And I was like, Jessica, Jessica. And she just like looks over at me, gives me this like death glare. Like, I'm going to kill you. And then lays back down and goes back to sleep.
That's like sleepwalking though, sleep talking. Does she sleep talk?
No, not that I've ever heard of. No.
I wonder if she's had any other instances of that. Because I've seen people sleep talk and it looks a lot like that.
I don't know. Yeah, it probably was, but it scared the
Or they'll give you the craziest looking looks where they look like zombies.
She looked like she was going to kill me. I was like, Jessica. And she literally looked at me and was like, and then just laid back down. I told her the next morning, she was like, haha. And I was like, yeah, haha.
Because you thought she was like possessed.
I'm like, oh, I thought you were going to kill me. I thought I was going to die by my best friend. It was literally terrible. So then I can't remember if it was the same night or a different night, but at some point soon after or that same night, I was sleeping in that bed and I kept hearing what sounded like someone crinkling like a Walmart or a Target bag, like some type of grocery bag. And it sounded like someone was like going through it. So I just assumed that one of the other girls was like up getting something because I was turned to the wall so I couldn't see. But it like kept going and kept going. And I was like, what the hell? So I like flipped over to assume that someone was like, you know, going through a bag or something. And I turn on my flashlight and there's absolutely no one there, but everyone's completely asleep. Oh, there is no bag anywhere. And it was like, oh, it kind of sounds like a Walmart bag. No, like it sounded exactly like someone sifting through a bag. And I was like, what the fuck? And so I was like, okay. So I like kind of was like, I'm just going to ignore that. So I like went back to like laid back down, put the covers over my head. And then the sound comes back and it's getting like louder, like loud. And I was like, then it started to sound like someone took the Walmart bag and was like putting it right next to my head. I swear to God. And I was like, actually fucking scared because I kept like looking around and they were like everyone was asleep and I was like what the fuck, and then I would like turn back over and like try and go to sleep and just be like it's just in your head. But it got to the point where it sounded like someone was like right outside of my ear like crinkling this bag. And I don't know, I guess
dude, I would freak out.
I was fucking so scared, but I would was leave like, no, but like, where am I going to go? It was like 3 a.m.
That's why I never slept at that house. And I heard too many friends, things.
Like, it didn't matter to them. So I don't know. Then this same room, like I said, there was like wooden letters up on the wall. And apparently the L would always fall off in the word blue. So it would say boo room. Like, and I guess they could never get this L to stay on, like. And they would like re-nail it, put it in a different spot, like try and move it around, and the L would fall off like every single time. And Kayla can vouch for that. My other friend who lived in the blue room, she was like, oh yeah, all the time the L was always falling off. And it was B-U-E.
Well, wasn't there a fire upstairs too at one point?
Like in the other room.
Yeah, but just upstairs in that front.
In the front room.
Was that the L room?
It was a... No, that was the sun porch.
Oh, the sun porch is and where I the fire
And I think it
was.
Used to be an actual porch, and it lit on fire. Yeah. And I think... People say that the girls who lived in there, after the fire, they went back to try and get their shit and everything was gone except for like one item for each girl that was like really important to them, like their mom's necklace or like their, you know, stuffed animal or like something that was like sentimental to them stayed there. I don't know if it's true, but crazy.
There's just been so many stories.
Yeah.
Like the amount of girls who have older girls I've talked about feeling someone combing their hair in the middle of the night. That was always the one that would freak me out. Like, I can't remember who it was that told me that.
I don't like having my hair over, like, the side or anything.
I guess they had their head back on the pillow with their hair, like, draped over the back. And they felt someone, like, combing their hair. I can't remember who told me that. Multiple people have experienced, but I can't remember who exactly told me about their experience with it. But, yeah, I stayed the hell out of there at night hours.
One time I was hanging out in this room upstairs. We were just chilling and this girl had on her mirror, on her desk, a mirror that's like touch sensitive, you know, like those makeup mirrors.
Yeah.
And it would go on and off by itself all the fucking time, apparently. But I was in the room and it started happening. I was like, oh my God, you guys. And they're all just like, yeah, like it just goes on and off. I was like, what the fuck? What? And it was literally just like blinking on and off by itself in the corner by itself.
The house is so old. Like the electrical is probably so whack.
And then they unplugged it. And it did it again.
And it still was going on. And
I was like, shaking.
Shit.
I was like, I gotta leave. And they were all just like, dude, this happens like literally all the time. Constantly. They didn't really think anything of it. But I was
Did you have anything else that happened, Sid?
Okay, yeah. One night, so four of us were in one bedroom. It's very crammed. I mean, I thinking about that now.
It is.
Like two sets of bunk beds.
Yeah, and tiny
It's straight
room.
Up a fire hazard.
We
bro.
Had shit everywhere. Yep. Like our room was a disaster. And so our room was like an L shape, so you had to go around a corner, and then all the bunk beds were in one area.
Yeah.
So you couldn't see if someone was like coming in the door until they got past like the, you know, that little door step or whatnot. Yeah. I don't know how to explain it. But girls would come home late at night. You know, they're out drinking or they're just out hanging out or whatever. And we had one girl that lived with us that year that would come home like pretty drunk sometimes and was hilarious because she'd like, was really klutzy and pretty much fall down the stairs and then like
oh my God.
Slam into the walls.
Wait, I want to know who this is.
What?
Say the first letter of her name.
A.
Well, that's so cool. Okay, tell us after.
Okay. I have a few ideas of who that could have been.
But it would be so loud. Like it was actually really annoying because she'd freak out. She'd be like so drunk and it was like such a big deal and slam into the wall so she got to her room and like that's it was amazing. Pretty late at night. And so I didn't have, okay, so one night this happened, right? And I was like, Emily, because Emily was in the room with me.
Yeah.
And I was like, did you hear that? And she's like, yeah, it's probably, you know, so-and-so. And I was like, yeah, okay. And then it's kept going on. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, I wonder what she's doing. Like, why is she not in her room yet? And so then we walk out into like the hallway and I have like my chunky patent leather heel, like ready to throw. And I literally, it was so bad.
Sorry, girl. Really living it up. Oh my
God, it's amazing.
I was like, all I have is this like heel. And so I grab it and we thought we saw something or heard something in the laundry room. So I just like threw the heel like at the laundry. And it just, like, hit the washer or whatever, and then nothing happened. But it was terrifying, and we probably made it way worse because we're, like, screaming and, you know. And yeah. Then
oh, my God.
Everyone's like, what's going on? And we were like, like, we did not explain it. But it was very, just some weird things, yeah.
Oh, so creepy.
Yeah.
I never really experienced any of it for myself.
The mirror thing is what fucked me up the most. Like, that fucked me up because I was, like, happening in front of my face. I was like, why is this mirror lighting up?
Yeah, that's really
creepy.
It
scared the shit out of me. And then this one time freshman year, we were sitting, like my whole class was there and we were like sitting in the living room and someone was talking about, I think it was some ghost stories or something funny. I don't remember. But anyways, we had this bunch of balloons in there for some other event we went to or something. There was like probably five balloons filled with helium sitting in the corner. And randomly, one of them would like come out like 3 feet in front of the others and just like start making a circle.
Oh, no.
While the other four were like just in the back and we're like, what the hell?
What?
And then we would like take the, I swear to God, we would put the balloon back in the corner and be like, okay. And this house is old as shit. Like there's no AC. The heat comes like way from the baseboard. So there's not like it was like a, you know, vent or something.
Yeah, where you're going to like see. Yeah, no.
No. And it was just this one balloon, the same balloon every single time. It would start like coming out and then like start making slow circles. And we were all just like,
probably a little girl grabbing onto it from the tuberculosis hospital. Yeah, some creepy shit. I honestly wish I had more stories to tell. I don't have like any paranormal stories from college. I just have that one apartment thing and a few creepy things that have happened in this house. And honestly, I mean, I feel like most YouTubers like want their house to be haunted nowadays because it's like good content. But I'm like so afraid of it all.
Yeah, I would not want that.
I'm hoping my next house is not, you know, because it's just creepy. All this stuff lately, the studio. I'm really glad we're getting
the thing
with
the studio is driving me crazy.
Because it's like I feel like it's causing kind of a weird energy too. Like we both feel low key creeped out, and then especially I'm talking about more serious things or like. Well, you weren't here when we did our recording for Mile Higher on the paranormal house.
No.
But I felt like low-key.
Yeah, like
just creeped out during it. Like it was weird.
There was like, yeah, it was like very, this place has a lot of energy and it's like
it
not.
It does.
It's like, it doesn't feel bad, but it doesn't feel good, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
It's like very neutral, but it likes to like fuck with, it likes to fuck with people. And it's like, I don't know, like I guess I'm very like in tune with like my surroundings, I guess. And yeah, like you can literally feel like the energy shift sometimes.
You really can.
It's like sometimes it's fine and sometimes it's like jolly and good and fine and fun and whatever. But like other times you come in and it's like, ooh.
And you know, this, the haunted stuff here started happening way before we built this studio. So, and before Lights Out was even started, we always like to blame Josh and be like, it's Lights Out and it's his fault. But yeah, we started having creepy things happen like as soon as we moved in here.
Well,
if you go back to some of our old Halloween episodes from the basement here. Remember all that creepy shit was happening? And then
no,
we,
I
like,
don't remember creepy stuff happening in the basement.
Remember we heard the sounds up in my attic? And so me, you, and Josh like recorded us going up and checking the
I think we were just doing that to be funny,
thing.
Though.
No, but
we wanted
we were
to see what was up.
Yeah, I think we were to an extent. Because Josh was like, there's a haunted doll up there, probably.
Oh, right. I remember,
so we were like, let's find out for ourselves. We opened it, there was nothing.
There's
but
a haunted doll.
But yeah, well, remember when we first moved in here, we thought there was some haunting, creepy shit going on. So
yeah.
I don't really know. I feel like this land could, there could be something going on. It's very strange energy
say,
in this whole neighborhood.
If you look at the history of this, and I don't want to like go into it too much, and like, obviously, because but there is some interesting history to this,
this area,
neighborhood,
for sure. Yeah, an area, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Well, let us know your paranormal stories.
Yeah.
We definitely want to hear what you guys have experienced. And I want to hear what you guys are going to be for Halloween this year, or what you were if you dressed up, if you had the energy.
Yeah, tweet us pictures of your costume. We'd like to see. But that's going to be it. Hopefully you guys had a lovely Halloween if you celebrate. Keep safe out there if you're trick-or-treating.
Yes.
And
if you're trick-or-treating.
I mean, maybe you're trick-or-treating with your kids.
Yeah,
know?
Oh, that's true. That's true. And adults do trick-or-treat. What would you do if like an 18-year-old or 20-year-old came to your door asking for candy?
They
would you be?
Yeah, sure.
You would do it?
I don't give a fuck. Whatever.
I would too.
I
think it's kind of cool
matter
when
to
adults
me.
Trick-or-treat.
Yeah, sure. So anyways, I hope you all had fun and have a safe Halloween. We will see you fellas on the next sesh, but until then,
bro, keep it fucking
keep it fresh.
luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.